Checking back up with Indianola High School alum and current co-college men's basketball athlete Cooper Naylor. First of all, Cooper, how'd it go? Your first season over at Co. Obviously a pretty big win for you guys and a pretty good run that you got to see some time there at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, that was our first conference victory in the conference tournament, I believe, in like 47 years. So to be a part of something like that, it was pretty special. It was a special year.
When you went into the season, what was going through your mind? Did you expect to be able to play kind of at that varsity level right away? And then as the season went on, I know you started to see more and more time. Walk me through that journey.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, I was playing mostly JV minutes, just scout team during practice. And then kind of towards Christmas break, we went down to Nashville, had a tournament there, and I got a little bit of playing time down there. And then after that, my minutes just kind of took off, and I was playing a lot more towards the end of the season. So that was really fun.
Well, there was kind of a low point for the Cohawks. You defeated Simpson after that. I know because I was there that day. You played really well. But then it was, I think, 5 losses in a row, and things weren't looking great. But then the team kind of found itself a little bit. How were you feeling after, I think, 5 losses in a row before righting the ship and then making that conference tournament run?
Yeah, that was a little rough stretch during the season. Yeah, I think you're right, 5 in a row. Our offense just wasn't really clicking, to be honest. But, you know, Coach got us right in practice. And, you know, we went over some offensive things. And we always knew we could make a run like that. It was just a matter of fact of making the top 6 seeds to get into the tournament. And we know what we could do if we got in, and we did that. So,
well, I know you kind of ran into a bit of a buzzsaw against Washington in the tournament, but tell me a little bit how that experience was getting to play in the D3 men's basketball tournament and kind of going through all that.
Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, going down to St. Louis, you know, getting pretty much like everything paid for. It was a cool experience, and they have a pretty cool gym. But that game was they're a really good team. And pretty sound defensively, and it was a battle in the first half, but second half they kind of pulled away. But overall, it was a pretty fun experience.
What were your first impressions now that the season is over? Was it everything you kind of expected it to be as far as playing at the next level and, quite frankly, a very competitive American Rivers Conference?
Yeah, our conference is definitely competitive. I mean, pretty much everyone is kind of neck and neck, and even the teams towards the bottom of the conference, you've seen, like, pull out some wins against some of the teams at the top of the conference. So, I mean, it's a battle every night, and I think the main difference is just the length of the season. I mean, this was a way longer season than my high school seasons were in the past couple of years. So just getting used to, you know, coming every day for 5-6 months, however long it is, and bringing 100% every day.
What were some of the biggest things that surprised you the most? Was there something you were expecting going in that maybe you didn't think of or that you developed over the course of the season?
I would just say at first it was like the level of physicality that is played. I mean, it's just so much different from high school, how much bigger and stronger and faster guys are at the next level.
Well, I know it's a pretty young team, and obviously you guys want to be kind of make that run again next year. What is your plans for the off season? What direction did the coaches give you for the off season, and how do you want to work at that?
Yeah, I mean, we only lose one senior from last year, and he was a starter, so that'll be a pretty big hit to our starting lineup. But we're confident we have guys that can come in and fill in those shoes. And this off season is just all about getting in the weight room, especially for us young guys. I know we played a lot of freshmen and sophomores this year, so get in the weight room. Just keep getting in the gym and keep getting better every day.
Well, last question before we let you go is, you know, putting some Indianola ties in it. Do you feel like playing basketball at Indianola prepared you for the next level? Is that something, did you feel like you were ready to make that jump after playing boys basketball for Indianola?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, playing at the 4A varsity level for 2 years, whatever it was, and playing in the Little Hawkeye, I mean, you're getting great competition every game, stuff that'll prepare you for the next level. So, absolutely.